things, all these platforms, but a lot of this actually just punishes the Russian population.
No doubt.
And does not affect Vladimir Putin, his decision makers, or his military in any meaningful way. So that's something we'll come back to tomorrow. We have scheduled tomorrow as guests our buddy Alex Berenson with some more mind-blowing data about the truth of the COVID madness in this country. And then also Dr. Joseph Latipo, the Surgeon General for the state of Florida. You're going to want to hear that one coming up tomorrow. Clay and Buck, over and out. Talk to you then.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Like you, I've heard about Relief Factor. It's been on TV and radio for years. I never really thought about it until my dad, who's 73 years old, an avid golfer, and I know he struggles a lot with pain like millions of Americans, started taking it, okay? He's dealing with aging, exercise, and just the ordinary effects of daily living, and Relief Factor is a game changer for him. Developed by doctors based on scientific research, Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. Taken as designed, every day, Relief Factor reduces or eliminates pain all day, every day. About 70% of the hundreds of thousands of customers who've tried Relief Factor went on to order more. It's huge. It's one of the reasons my dad's taking it. And like I said, amazing results. Try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 and join the 70%. Go to relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF for your 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com. DynaVite is nutrition.
Probably 2 weeks after he started DynaVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DynaVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DynaVite. When I get out the DynaVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DynaVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DynaVite from DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Alan from Mountain View Pest Control. The weather is getting warmer, and the cockroach eggs that have been dormant in your yard are ready to hatch. Cockroaches are as much a part of living in this valley as is the Las Vegas Strip. They are in every yard, and they are even in your yard. We have had so much success with our winter special that we have decided to extend this special treatment through the end of March. Now is a time to prepare for the onslaught of cockroaches that you will see in the next few months. For our Wayne Allen Root listeners, we are offering a 50% discount on this treatment till the end of March. To take advantage of this special, call Brianna at Mountain View Pest Control. Call us now and take advantage of this 50% off special offer till March 31st. Call us at 702-568-1857, 702-568-1857. That's 702-568-1857 or at Mountain View Pest Control.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Vice President Harris expressing outrage over Russia's attacks on Ukrainian citizens.
During a visit to Poland, the vice president said absolutely there should be an international war crimes investigation of Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. She denounced Russia's military aggression, citing the atrocities of bombing civilians, including a maternity hospital. The vice president also expressed U.S. support for NATO's eastern flank allies.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at townhall.com, British soccer club Chelsea. Among the assets of billionaire Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich that have been frozen after he was sanctioned by the UK government.
Abramovich has been put under UK sanctions because of his close relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. European and world soccer champion Chelsea is now limited in what it can do as a club. Team activities, from selling new tickets to signing players, were instantly restricted. The unprecedented measures on Chelsea Football Club mean it can operate only under a special Russia regulations license through May 31st. The new rules will hinder Abramovich's rapid plan to sell the club. However, Chelsea is allowed to keep playing, with an upcoming game at Norwich still in the calendar. I'm Karen Chamas.
Propelled by surging costs for gas, food and housing, consumer inflation jumped 7.9% over the past year. Bankrate.com chief financial analyst Greg McBride says there's only so much the Federal Reserve can do to corral inflation.
A lot of this inflation is not demand-based. Some of it is, but a lot of it is based on supply. And now, with the further disruptions to commodities because of the war in Ukraine, neither of those are things that the Fed can fix.
McBride says the Federal Reserve will have to hike interest rates several times to help tame inflation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is. So let's say you buy a new home. And maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later, you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired.
To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rack Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe, paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas pump prices continue to rise, including another record high yesterday. The sixth straight day a new record was set. Las Vegas gas prices reached $4.78 a gallon for regular gas. I personally paid $4.99 yesterday. Nevada's statewide average of $4.77 tied the Silver State with Hawaii for the second most expensive gas in the country. Only California, of course, has higher gas prices, averaging $5.53 a gallon. Energy experts say nearly the entire increase over the last weekend can be linked to the anticipated cutoff of Russian oil by Western countries due to that country's invasion of Ukraine. The Lady Rebels are headed to the big dance for the first time in 20 years. UNLV topped Colorado State 75-65 to win the Mountain West Women's Basketball Tournament title. The Mountain West title was the first in the program's history, and it sends the 26-6 Lady Rebels to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2002. So congratulations to the Lady Rebels. And just a quick reminder, don't forget to fall back this Sunday.
On time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Or spring forward, whichever fits. No big delays or issues on the area freeways right now. You lose an hour of sleep, I know that. No issues on area freeways except for downtown Las Vegas. on the 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, March 10th. Can't believe it. We're already into March, and we are zooming through March. Soon it's going to be Easter. I'm so excited. And, of course, March Madness is here. We'll talk about that a lot over the course of the next 3 hours. I am honored to have, on his first in-studio interview ever, Tony Grady. He is the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. He served as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force. He's a former test pilot. He has flown a lot of the weapons of war that we have in our arsenal. He has tested them, and so he's brave and he's smart because he's still living. Tony, first of all, thanks for joining us. Really good to have you in studio with us. And let me just ask you: you have a great life, retired Air Force. You've got family, you've got friends, you got lots of stuff going for you. Why run for an office that a lot of people don't even know what the heck you guys do? Lieutenant Governor.
Kevin, thank you for having me on your show. This is a privilege for me. Why am I running? Because someone needs to. And I'm running because things are not right. It's really interesting that you mention that because my wife, the good military wife, I dragged her with four kids through seven moves while we were in the Air Force. Seven moves. And so a lot of times when I mention things to her, she considers them harebrained ideas, but because she's very gracious, she doesn't tell me that. When I mentioned to her that I was concerned about education in the state of Nevada and that from what I had seen that I thought that I could do something as lieutenant governor, I said, I want to run for lieutenant governor. Without hesitation, she said, you need to do this. You're the guy who needs to do this. You have integrity. So my wife from the beginning supported me, and I was off and running. But my entire career has prepared me to do this job.
Again, Tony Grady joining us. And people are going to be out there asking, well, this guy's a former test pilot. What does that have to do with being lieutenant governor? Is there a skill set attached to being a test pilot that will help you as lieutenant governor?
Definitely. Of course, a lot of people don't know what test pilots do, but we're highly skilled in problem solving, and we're especially skilled in facing the unknown. With a lot of problems that we have right now, I am the guy that can help to solve those problems. And a lot of people call it thinking out of the box. But in my particular capacity, having commanded the B-2 test squadron, I was responsible for a multi-billion-dollar program, and I was responsible for cost, schedule, and performance. And there have been other programs that I've managed, too, but I understand the business process. So the lieutenant governor is the point man on business in the state.
I want to ask you about something that's vitally important to our economy, and that is business. We always associate business in our state with gaming or mining, but there's a lot more to it than that. Can you talk a little bit about where the emphasis will be for you in office when it comes to business?
Well, it's going to sound like counterintuitive at first, but I'm going to focus on education because all businesses need an educated workforce. And where we are right now, we need to improve that workforce. And that's going to be a slightly long-term problem to solve. So we need to increase our 49-50th rating through pre-K through 12 so that the future of business and tourism will have a bright future. Specifically in businesses, I want to ask businesses that are currently here what their problems are and to solve and remove obstacles for them. And on the other hand, I want to increase our marketing so we can attract businesses from outside the state to come here and relocate and bring us more jobs.
Again, Tony Grady joining us, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. Let me say, how do you accomplish that if we don't have control of the legislature and we don't have control of the governor's office and we don't have control of the teachers union? How do we circumvent all of those things that have stood in the way of educational progress?
Well, I think a lot of parents have come alive in terms of being very awake. Now, the pandemic wasn't a great thing, but one good thing it did is it opened the eyes of many parents of what's going on in the classroom. So the first thing I would say is tell parents they don't need to ask the school board anything. They need to tell the school board what to do because the school board serves them, not the other way around. So we have to start on the grassroots of parents becoming more and more proactive and engaged in what's going on in the school. So that's the first thing that we need to do. The second thing that we really need to do is we need to understand that the lieutenant governor is the president of the Senate. That means the lieutenant governor is essential to the movement of legislation. So even if the enemy, or I should say the opposing party, has control of all of those places, they still have to go through the lieutenant governor being the president of the Senate. And that's important in the flow of legislation. So there can be some horse trading that goes on.
If, God forbid, Steve Sisolak wins re-election, could you work with, alongside, a Steve Sisolak?
I could, and this is why. With my military training, I was taught how, and I had to, in uniform, serve the person who was above me, whether I agreed with them or not, in the capacity that if Governor Sisolak remains there, I would be a good right-hand man in terms of things that he would do that are for the state, but I would be the biggest thorn in his side for things that he would be doing against the state. For instance, I would be shouting from the mountaintop and have it in the newspapers and everywhere else if he would try to institute another mask mandate or something like that. Those are not things that would help the state. So I would be in that role. It wouldn't be an easy role, but I know how to function in a role like that.
A lot of people are going to be listening to you today and saying, well, this guy has no experience in government. And I keep responding, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That is a good thing. What about from your perspective? Is it good that you don't have that political background?
So the first thing I would say, so how's that working for you with career politicians? And the reality
Touché.
Is, and the reality is I think it's an advantage. The founders formulated our system on people who had done something, and then after they had done something, they would come and serve in public service for a little while, and then go back to what they were doing, and the next group of leaders would come in. I have a good track record of positive and great and outstanding performance. I'm a principled leader and I'm proven. So I want to take my leadership skills and bring it into the political realm. And we need a new set of eyes because obviously the career politicians have not led us to a good place. So I think that in this case, not having any political experience is an advantage. And I seek to be a statesman, thinking about future generations and not just the immediate present.
Tony, I want to go back to your background because a lot of people, because you are a relative unknown, people don't know. You mentioned having to make seven moves as an Air Force representative and a test pilot. Can you talk a little bit about your background, your family's background, and what all of this is going to bring to the office of lieutenant governor?
Thank you for asking that question. One of the things that I think would interest your audience is that my father and mother, who were very poor, graduated from Hampton Institute, now Hampton University, but due to my father's work ethic, he eventually got into foreign service. So we traveled around the world. I got to live in Africa. I got to live in Asia. I graduated from high school in Bangkok, Thailand. While being out there, I saw the results of communism and socialism and what it does for their people, namely abject poverty. So I became very patriotic. That led me to the Air Force Academy, and that led me to becoming a pilot. So when we have a party right now in this state that calls themselves socialists, that's not American. That's not good. As a veteran, I served at the time when the Berlin Wall came down. I proudly served in uniform then. We beat the socialists then. They're not going to be coming in my backyard where they are right now. So we're going to beat them again. So I want people to know that I am passionate about American values. I'm passionate about family values. I'm passionate about our Constitution, which has allowed our country to maintain its intactness over this long period of time. No other country has ever done that. And so I want to put my shoulder to the plow to move the needle back to where it belongs. We are not a socialist nation. We do not need communism. Now, I want to qualify that with the fact that it does not mean that there are not things that we need to do to help people that are below the poverty line or people that have problems holding jobs or getting jobs because of certain problems that they may have. Our society can take care of that, but we don't need government dictating what goes on and determining winners or losers.
More with Tony Grady, a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. We're going to find out what the lieutenant governor actually does. You go out on the street and you ask 100 people, what does a lieutenant governor do in the state of Nevada? You'll probably get maybe two people that will know the answer to that question, maybe less. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job or will the IRS seize your home. There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As you know, we talk with folks about the upcoming midterm elections, which is going to be so vitally important. Tony Grady joining us, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. And I probably should have asked this at the very beginning. Why? Because I can't find anybody out there, man on the street, that knows what the lieutenant governor does. What is it that the lieutenant governor does? What are the duties of the lieutenant governor?
Well, I'm going to make sure that everybody can that's listening to your show, because you have a great educated audience, will be able to answer that question. The lieutenant governor is a member of the governor's cabinet. He's the president of the Senate, chair of the Nevada Commission on Tourism, chair of the Advisory Board on Outdoor Recreation, vice chair of the Board of Transportation, a member of the Board of Economic Development, a member of the Executive Branch Audit Committee, and a member to Keep Nevada Working Task Force. So those are the responsibilities of the lieutenant governor.
Wow. That doesn't leave a lot of free time, does it?
No, it doesn't. So it's interesting that in the Constitution, it's classified as a part-time job.
Don't think so.
No, it's not. But I think the advantage that I have is that I've had two careers and I'm retired. So I'll be able to devote the time needed to make sure that those responsibilities are taken care of well.
I want to ask about the tourism thing, because the tourism thing for me is so vitally important. And, you know, we have 43 million people that wander through the airport over here. And I guess my question is, what can we do better as we come out of the pandemic and people feel more comfortable with traveling? Now, of course, we'll probably have fuel surcharges with the airlines before long. But what is it we can do tourism wise that can improve what we're doing now?
Well, I think one of the things we need to make sure that we do is announce to the world we're open for business. You know, this is post-pandemic. We need to market a lot better. We have great places to hike and to bike and to recreate year-round. We have world-class skiing that's up north. We have Lake Mead, if you like the water skiing activities. And also, if you're a hunter, they're great places to go. So Nevada is a great place to recreate year-round. We need to shout that message from the mountaintops everywhere, and we need to do a better job at it.
Tell me about your website. Everybody's telling me about your website. That it's just a killer website.
Well, it is a killer website because it got me on it. No, actually, the website is TonyGradyForNevada.com, and it was put together extremely well. You will see my policies there. I would like people to go to the website because they can donate. I'm a grassroots kind of guy, so I'm not beholden to any special interest group, and I'm going to be the people's candidate, so I need the people to support me. I have a volunteer tab, so people that would like to help my campaign can get on that. And for those who just want to watch and see what's happening, or for those that want to see how the campaign is going, I have a stay informed button, and you would receive my newsletter if you do that. But what's neat about the website, it has airplanes on it, and airplanes are cool.
They are cool. I love that. I got to ask you, what has changed in your life? in the last couple of months after doing what you've done, and you've now filed, you've officially ponied up the money. Tell me how your life has changed. What's different about your daily schedule, your travel schedule, things like that?
Well, I'm committed. You're right that I filed. But what has changed is that I'm already a public servant. I realize that anybody in Nevada needs to be able to approach me and ask questions. I want you to know, Kevin, and I want your listeners to know, I have been in every county in Nevada. So what has changed about me is that my learning curve